From NPR News, it's Day to Day. California's prison system is the third largest in the nation, but it may be number one for the dismal quality of health care that inmates receive. Last week, a federal judge appointed a receiver to take over the state's prison medical system. This is the largest federal takeover of any state operation in modern times. From member station KQED, Judy Campbell reports.
Court papers show that on average, an inmate a week dies in California prisons from neglect or incompetence. Reverend Andre Shoemake remembers the day 2 years ago he found out his incarcerated nephew would be counted in the gruesome statistic.
We received a call early in the morning indicating that my nephew had passed. And initially, I just thought it was a joke, that it couldn't have happened because he was a healthy young man.
Shoemake later learned his nephew had a tooth pulled in prison. He says the resulting infection was untreated, his calls for help unheeded by guards. He died soon after from complications.
It makes no sense where in America today, a healthy man can go have a tooth pull and wind up dying as a result of it.
The Department of Corrections settled a class action suit of similar cases several years ago, but federal judge Thelton Henderson found the state was failing to comply with court-ordered remedies, and so he said he had no choice but to appoint a receiver to take over. Expert testimony revealed widespread systemic failure, insufficient physician oversight, incompetent doctors, unsanitary facilities, and medical records that are kept in archaic states of disorder. Gary Robinson, head of the union that represents prison doctors, says while there's been a lot of finger-pointing at doctors, it can be almost impossible for physicians to do their jobs.
Doctors try to order a test and the results don't get into the file. The doctor then has to try to prescribe treatment for a patient, not knowing whether the patient is positive or negative for a certain illness. I mean, it's going back to the way medicine was in the 1930s.
The doctors' union filed a brief in court supporting that the system be taken over. In fact, nearly everyone involved supports the federal receiver. Judge Henderson appointed County Health Administrator Bob Sillen to the post. Sillen has a reputation as a fierce defender of the health care rights of the underserved. Sillen says people may not like it, but inmates are guaranteed health care.
If the Constitution of the United States means anything to anybody anymore, the fact of the matter is something has to be done to straighten this problem out.
Sillen is now responsible for a daunting $1.2 billion health care system and the health of more than 165,000 inmates. He's been given an unprecedented amount of control, with the ability to hire, fire, waive department regulations and union contracts, and receive a budget without going through the state's normal process. Anyone who gets in his way faces contempt of court charges, and he expects people to get in his way.
I have to ferret out how big those roadblocks are. Can they be handled without wielding the full authority of the receivership? Or do I have to, in fact, implement that full authority because it's there and it's there for a reason?
He immediately faces the challenge of recruiting competent doctors into often dangerous, undesirable jobs. About a quarter of physician spots are now vacant. Sillen says his first step is to get into the prisons and start looking around.
I have never been inside a state prison, and I am sure it's going to be an eye-opener and a shocker to me.
And most agree it's going to be an enormously expensive endeavor for the state to provide adequate health care for a massive and often chronically sick population. For NPR News, I'm Judy Campbell.